On this episode, we dive all the way into nutrition. 10 reasons you're not losing fat, how nutrition is a mindset, not a menu, and my top fives all over the small screen. All that more today on The Hybrid Life. Let's go!
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup. It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Hello, 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 people. What is up? I am Kevin Bay. This is The Hybrid Life. We are, as always, brought to you by Hybrid Fit Club and Hybrid Fit Club Online. HFC Online is a totally customized training program and design for each person individually based on lifestyle, goals, and needs. Everything is custom from training to nutrition while providing top-of-the-line coaching, building a support system, and developing an incredible community worldwide. Frickin' wide. Hashtag, are you a hybrider? Hybrid Fit Club Online. We don't use machines, we make machines. For more info, email info@hybridfitclub.com. Send us a message or a comment on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter @hybridfitclub. I want to apologize for missing the last 2 weeks. We had some technical difficulties and I didn't have things that I needed to get the podcast rolling. Because of that, I also missed my window to interview the guest I was trying to put on, DJ Carrasco, former MLB pitcher. We had to reschedule, so that's going to be coming back up sometime soon. Today we are actually going to jump into nutrition full force. We're going to go over the process and philosophy that we use at the gym and online with our members, and also talk about a lot of things that sometimes get, I don't know, put out there that aren't necessarily true. I fully believe that most people don't really know much about nutrition. I certainly don't know everything about nutrition. Most of my nutrition knowledge has been in the past through trial and error, and trying to research as much as possible. But now I am currently in the Precision Nutrition Certification, and I fully believe it's the best, most comprehensive nutrition certification out there. So we are going to jump into that. Also going to talk a little bit about television, but specifically Netflix, my five favorite shows on Netflix, my five favorite shows I'm watching currently, and some shows that I've jumped off the bus on that I just don't have time to watch when I'm not super into it. So those are the topics today. A little bit what's going on with me right now. I'm having a bitch of a time training the way I want to because there is some lingering back issues that I have from years and years of football, or basically athletics in general, but it's really hindering the way that I'm training, and brings me to a point where I like to tell everybody, you know, coaches need coaching. So I have reached out to people that I trust and I know to try and help me get this shit fixed, because it's really affecting my daily life. I'm not always comfortable. If I do even light deadlifts, I'm out of commission for the next 2 or 3 days, and it's not something that I like to feel, you know. So I like to be active, I like to play sports, and if I can't do anything for 2 or 3 days, not only can I not play sports or be active, but it also affects my training, which then carries over to when I do those sports, I'm either not going to be at my best or I'm at a higher risk of injury. So I've reached out to some people. Hopefully we can get that fixed up, get some blood work done, and check out what could be going on. So I will keep you updated with that. doing Tough Mudder in June with a large group of people, mostly my wife's friends. She put it together. She's been going every year. I did it last year. It was fun. I'd like to make it maybe something that all the hybriders do once a year, something that can give you something to train for and, you know, even put a plan together just specifically to be in shape for an adventure run like that, like a Tough Mudder Spartan race, things that, you know, you could do as a group, but there's also a bit of a competition and support at the same time, so that can be fun, and I highly recommend it. Okay, so that's what's happening with me. Let's start talking about what everybody came here to listen to, and that's nutrition and the broad-ass subject of nutrition. You know, there's so many places you can find info about it. Everyone claims they're an expert. In my opinion, there's no real experts out. Well, I shouldn't say no. There's about 99% of people out there are not nutrition experts. I am by no means an expert, but I do my best to try and get the most information I can. I don't think anyone can really, truly be an expert, but, you know, nutrition can be, it can be very simple. The basic principle a lot of people try to use is calories in versus calories out. Now, in theory, that is true. That will work. You will lose weight if that's the case, but it goes far, far deeper into the specifics of the calories in versus calories out philosophy. And we will get bigger into that subject in a little bit. This could quite honestly be a 3-hour episode if we really kept talking about it, because there's enough information to cover that much time, but I'm going to try and keep it concise, stick to some main points that people I think want to hear, and make it much more simple than people are trying to make nutrition out to be, this really complex, hard to follow type of philosophy. So what we're going to start off with is a list. I'm going to make a list of things, the biggest reasons you're not losing fat. And I think number one, it's very simple, you are eating way, way, way too many calories. I mean, simple enough, right? You'd be surprised on the amount of people that can't adhere to that. And most of the reason is why they can't is because, one, they stay away from carbs. So they think if they don't eat any carbs, they can eat whatever they want. That is completely false. Food is food. Whether you're having too many calories with no carbs or with carbs, it's still too many calories. If you eat the right amount of healthy food, it should not be hard for you to lose fat. The simple fact is most people eat way too much. Eating less requires discipline for most people, and you would think it's simple enough, but it's pretty much the number one reason why people are overweight. Number two kind of contradicts number one, but it's absolutely true. You're not eating enough calories. This is my number one issue with weight loss, or fat loss, I should say, with the majority of my female clients. Some people just diet too hard, and when you do that, it really affects your metabolism over the course of time. You'll see physique competitors that really cut their calories to nothing and do tons of cardio. They go on stage looking great, but then within the next week or two, they bloat up and balloon up to 30, 40 pounds more than when they were on stage. And that just wreaks havoc on your insides. You know, I used to think that the thyroid thing in this country was an excuse to why people were fat, but the more I've looked into it now, it's the really bad crash dieting that is a popular thing in this country, and doing that crash dieting really, really screws up your thyroid, and losing fat becomes almost impossible. So one way to find out if your thyroid is damaged is to take your temperature in the morning when you wake up. 98.6 is normal. If you're below that, and you're considerably below that, then your metabolism is at a crawl and you need to do things to try and fix that. One of the things you can do is ramp up your calories. My female members have the most success. The ones that have had the most success, I should say, are the ones that sometimes even doubled the amount of calories that they're eating in a day. And because of that, are losing fat and putting on more muscle. They sleep better. They feel better. Their muscle soreness subsides and their recovery is much, much better. Another reason you're not losing fat? The quick fix. Fuck the quick fix. It does not work. It will never work. There is a horrible mentality that everything has to happen now in this country, and especially with fitness, people want to do 6 weeks to shredded, or I lost such and such amount of weight in 10 days. That shit doesn't work. It might be a temporary thing, but eventually you just go back to the same old crap that you started with. It didn't take you 4 weeks to get out of shape. It's not going to take you 4 weeks to get back into shape. Have to be realistic. Nutrition is about changing habits and changing mentality. There is no other way to go about it. If you can't fix those two, you're screwed. You have to be in it for the long haul. It is a lifestyle change. No more quick fixes. Get rid of it. Another reason you're not losing fat. You're overdoing the cardio and you're not training with enough weights. Or resistance, if you want to call it that. Regular forms of cardio on the treadmill, Stairmaster, elliptical. I'm not opposed to cardio at all. I like the use of it to get metabolic conditioning, get your lung capacity, get your heart rate better. But when it comes to fat loss, it doesn't do what people think it does. Automatically, people want to lose weight. They want to do triple the amount of cardio, and they want to increase their reps by 20. It just doesn't, that's not going to work. Fat loss does not work that way. The problem with extended amounts of cardio is that you produce a lot of cortisol when you do that. Producing cortisol leads to belly fat, and the belly fat leads to a whole other slew of problems. Like I said, I have no problems with cardio, but you need to do it in the proper way, you know. Start with walking, do some sprints. Long amounts of cardio will not promote fat loss. I only suggest doing that if you are like a marathon runner or a distance runner. Sometimes people just love to run, but if you're going to run, you got to ramp up the weights in the weight room. So instead of cranking up the reps, crank up the weight. Cut your sets and reps down to 10 reps or less. And stick with a 3 to 5 set range for an exercise. See what happens. Every time you do that again, increase the weight the next time you do that exercise. Another way to lose more fat would be sprinting, which I already talked about. But for an instance, look at the Olympics. Look at the sprinters and look at the distance runners. What body type is more of what you're looking for? Sprinters are ripped to shreds. They have muscle all over their body. Distance runners, while lean and low in body fat, are more skinny than muscular. So if you want to lose fat, do more sprinting and sled work. Those two go hand in hand. Another thing that might be slowing your fat loss down is drinking your calories. I.e. too many protein shakes. In my opinion, you should not be drinking your nutrition. The only thing I advise to drink is greens, because there's so much that you need to take in per day that if you eat that much, it will really put your digestive tract into overdrive, digestive system into overdrive. So stop with the protein shakes and make an effort to make your protein and eat it like real food instead of drinking it. One of my number one reasons I think people don't lose fat is stress, or managing stress, I should say, because everybody has stress. I know, job, kids, whatever, I can relate. But when you are stressed out, your body produces cortisol. And as I said earlier, cortisol is the main culprit for belly fat. It also helps you store fat on your body all over. So it's body fat storage. And most people are stressed all day long. And that keeps your cortisol levels extremely high. And if you're not training right and eating right, you're just going to end up storing fat and having a high body fat percentage. There's a lot of ways you can manage stress. I like to do things like meditate, although I'm not great at it. It's a work in progress. Start with a minute. Every week, try and go up another minute. A lot of people like to make gratitude journals. I'm starting with that. I'm not a big journaler, but try and relax. Learn how to breathe. Wim Hof is a great breathing technique. I highly recommend it to everybody, but there's a lot of things you can do to reduce stress. Just Google how to easy ways to reduce stress, and you get a slew of things, but definitely will help you lose fat if you can learn how to manage your stress. The number one reason people do not lose fat is sleep. Yes, you heard it here. Sleep. If you don't sleep enough, you will absolutely not lose weight or lose fat. It is a fact. There is no way you can argue that. Trust me, I was the first person to get 5 hours of sleep or less. I would stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning every single night. Sometimes having to get up for the gym at 5 or 6. Once I learned to put myself to bed, to go to sleep, to get to sleep, and to get, give or take, a half an hour of 7.5 hours of sleep, so 7 to 8 hours a day, it changes your life, and I am completely not exaggerating that. So, when you're asleep, your insulin level sensitivity goes up. So when you're short of sleep, your insulin sensitivity decreases and your cortisol, again, goes up. That motherfucker cortisol, it fucks with your whole body chemistry. Stay away from cortisol. Do what you can to keep it away from you. The less you sleep, the fatter you will get. There was a study that I read about 1.5 years ago when I really started dipping into how important sleep is. There was a study I read that after 7.5 hours, if you average 7.5 hours of sleep in a year, every half hour under that, you could have gained up to 10 pounds of fat for the year. So if you averaged 6.5 hours of sleep for the entire year, you could have up to 20 pounds of fat extra as excess on your body. So sleeping is very, very important. Get it done. Figure out a way. Here are some good tips to help you improve your sleep. Try not to have caffeine less than 10 hours before you go to sleep. Try and keep your room as dark as possible. Keep your room temperature between 68 and 72 degrees is always the best way to do it. Let's see. A lot of people say remove electronics and television. I can't do that. I love having the TV in my room, so that's just a personal preference. Let's see. What other ones can I think of? The bed. Oh, geez. We invested in a ghost bed. By far the best investment we ever made. It drastically changed my wife's sleep, but it really helped mine. Hers more than mine because she has back issues from sleeping on bad beds. But I highly recommend a ghost bed. Those are ridiculous. If I can come up with any more, I'll put them in the show notes. Or you can just message me and I will reply. I have no problem helping any of you out with any of things that you can do to help yourself sleep better. All right. Let's see. So that covers the list of things I think that stop people from losing fat. Best thing to do really is to take all that and come up with a plan, or have someone make a plan for you. Plan will following a plan will make everything a million times easier. Trust me. So what I want to get into now is kind of like our philosophy on nutrition and some things that, I guess, tips or ways to try and get your nutrition in check. Number one is staying off the scale. Number one problem for my people. And I'll use this as an example. If you weigh yourself every single day and you lose 8 pounds in a month, when you do it every day, mentally, you're going to look at it as a failure when you don't lose any weight, or if you even gain a couple pounds here and there, but then lose it, and then lose it, and then gain it, and then lose it over the course of a month, you're going to look at it as a bunch of failures. But if you weigh yourself once a month and you've lost 8 pounds, you're going to be much happier with that result than losing 8 pounds over a month when you weigh yourself every day. It totally makes sense. You want to have tiny victories, and by weighing yourself every day, it sets you up for mentally looking at it as a failure, and you don't want to do that. Another one is calories in versus calories out. Again, talked about it earlier. Very simple process, thought process, but with our programming and our nutrition philosophy, it's not that simple. So take a 2,000 calorie diet. If, and this is extreme, but if you had 2,000 calories of carbs and nothing else, but you had 2,000 calories of carbs, protein, and fat in the right percentages, then the person with the macro profile with the carbs, fats, and protein is going to do much better long-term with the 2,000 calorie diet with a macro breakdown. So yes, calories in versus calorie out is important, but the right calories in versus calories out is even more important than that. So we can get into that more on a whole new pod. I could do a whole podcast on macro breakdown on nutrition versus just simple calories in versus calories out. How about social craving or social triggers and cravings? Everybody has them. Most of it has to do with indulgence and having being in the right atmosphere. But if you have something like, say, you have a person that likes to drink 6 beers a night, and obviously that can lead to not being in shape and weight issues, but a bunch of other things. But if I had a guy like that and we're trying to set him up on a plan, I'm not going to all of a sudden tell the guy, you can't have those 6 beers. What I would try to do is say, why don't we start off by cutting that down to 3 beers, and then maybe in 2 weeks cut it down to 1 beer, and hopefully what will happen is they tell you they all of a sudden don't need that anymore, instead of you telling them what they can and can't have. That is the mentality of nutrition. You need to, the person needs to be able to not want something rather than be told not to have something. That is a huge, huge thing when it comes to being successful in nutrition, for sure. Another thing I try to talk to my people about is the constant myths about nutrition that's out there. One, the time you eat, or how many times you eat, or the time of the day you eat. All BS. Unless you're an elite athlete and you're eating for performance, the time of day or the time, how many times you eat during the day is not really relevant. Your body only cares about the nutrition it gets and the calories it gets for the day. It doesn't care the time of the day that it gets it. So I like to eat I do intermittent fasting personally. I really like it. Some people can't do it. It's definitely something people should try. Give it a try. It's not eating within a 12-hour window or up to 24. And what that does, one, is gives your digestive system a break. When you eat small meals all day throughout the day, your digestive system goes into overdrive, and it really, really can affect things on a whole nother level, going back to sleep, the way you absorb food. Food absorption is a big deal when you're talking about lots of meals in a day. Also, time of day is irrelevant. If you are hungry, you should eat, whether it is 1 minute before you go to bed or 4 hours before you go to bed. Sleeping on a full stomach does not cause you to get fatter. As a matter of fact, I like to eat probably around 75% of my calories are for dinner or my last meal, and heavy, heavy in carbohydrates. One thing that does is help you sleep much better, and I have noticed a big difference in the way I sleep when I eat closer to bedtime. Another myth, carbs are not bad. Okay, that's not the myth, that's the answer to the myth. Carbs are your friend, especially when you're training a lot. Carbs can help you gain muscle, it can help you lose fat, it can help you lose weight. Low carb diets do nothing but really mess with your inside systems for a long, when you do them for long periods of time. Ketogenic diets work right away and people like them, but you can't possibly think it's healthy to eat a full package of bacon and all kinds of junk and not have any carbohydrates. It's insanity. I could go on another full podcast about how carbs are good for you. Really great book, and I don't even read that much, but a really great book by Dr. Nate Miyake is Truth About Carbs. It'll take you about an hour to read the whole thing. I highly recommend it. It will change your viewpoints on carbohydrates. Another myth I cannot stand is cheat meals. Cheat meals turn into cheat days, and cheat meals also turn into a gluttony of bullshit and junk to try and stuff it into a one meal thing. It's just insane. And it's crazy. I don't, when people talk about cheat meals, my skin crawls. I can't stand it. If you learn how to eat the right way, you can eat what you want, when you want, still be healthy, still be lean, still be in shape. That is what we promote. It is not a hard thing to do. You train your metabolism over the course of a long period of time to be able to eat things that you love and still live a normal lifestyle and not worry about meal to meal exactly what you're eating. Do not do cheat meals. Fucking hate cheat meals. And that goes into what I was, another philosophy. Nutrition is a long haul. It's not short term. Slow wins the race. Quick changes lead to eventual failure. There's a honeymoon period for everything. So no matter what you do, if you're going to be a vegetarian, if you're going to be a vegan, if you're going to do keto, in the beginning, it's going to all seem like roses. It's totally going to work. Things are going to change. You're going to feel better. But over the course of time, you will start feeling worse and the effects won't be as significant as they were when you started something. The best way to succeed in nutrition is to change your mentality, change your habits, and have patience. Be in it for the long haul as a lifestyle, not for the short, quick fixes like we talked about earlier. And when you have a plan for the long term, it can't be somebody a menu that somebody sent you. You have to have an evolving plan. So let's take it, for instance, person is 200 pounds. They're eating 200, and this is complete you know, this is fabrication, but I'm just doing it for number purposes. 200-pound person that eats 2,000 calories a day for 4 weeks drops, let's say, 16 pounds. So they come back in at 184. They should not be on the same amount of calories per day as they were when they were 200 pounds. So if you're training with somebody or getting nutrition advice from somebody that is giving you a cookie cutter Google spreadsheet type of menu that you're eating all the time for 4, 8, 12, 16 weeks, and it's the same plan that somebody else is on that is less weight or more weight, explain to me why you think that that would be beneficial for anybody that's involved in that plan. It wouldn't. It just wouldn't. The plan has to change as the body changes, and that's basic science. So find a plan out there that you can communicate with. When your body changes, the plan changes and it meets your goals and needs as a person and not just every single person that's on this program. And last but not least, when it comes to nutrition, nutrition is more mental and habit-based than food will ever be, which is why food plans and food menus, quote-unquote, do not work. If you don't change your mindset and change your habits, your nutrition will always suffer. If you want help with coming up with a plan, or if you want help with trying to wrap your mind around the mental part of nutrition, please let us know. We are here to help. That is why I'm trying to do this podcast, so people know the right and wrong way to do things. And if there is any help that I can provide, I would gladly do so. All right, that's about it for the fitness portion of the show. Let's get into more important things. Netflix and chill! That's right. I'm sure most of you know what that is, but I'll talk about it later. Let's talk about what I really love currently on television. Sundays are crazy. Billions, one of my favorite shows, is good this year. Homeland, I almost got away from probably 2 seasons ago, but last season was good. This season is great. I absolutely love it. My favorite comedies going on right now are New Girl and a new one on HBO called Crashing. It is funny as hell. It's a Judd Apatow show. It's really funny. A new show that is a one-off season on HBO. It was a book that I didn't even know was a book, but my wife told me it was a book. She said it was a really good book. It's called Big Little Lies. The last episode is coming out next week. It is really good. That is appointment television for me for sure every Sunday. A show that a lot of people probably aren't paying attention to or really like a lot. It's really artistic. I think it's super well done. Is Legion. It takes a little while to get going, like every new show does. But around episode 4, it really starts cranking it up, and that I really like that show. My number one show, still my number one show, is Walking Dead. Next week is the season finale. We will dump into that a little bit. And it is it's probably the best in the last 3 seasons. It was starting to slow down a little bit. It's really heating up to be something good next week. And I really like what's going on that show. As you can see, I can't get into the episodes very much because it's current television and I don't want to do spoilers. So, with that, I'm going to go into my 5 favorite Netflix shows right now. Well, maybe like 7, not 5, but we'll start with Sense8, a great story and a different take on superpowers. It's only 1 season in. I'm not even sure if they're making a season 2. They made like a special episode after season 1, but I haven't seen anything for season 2 yet. Really good. Peaky Blinders with Cillian Murphy, who I think is a really good actor. It's a period piece about Irish family slash gang slash mobsters that run a town. It's really cool. I really like Bloodline. It's more of a thriller drama. Narcos is a fictitious story about Pablo Escobar. Really cool. House of Cards, I really like a lot, especially with the political turmoil going on. It's pretty funny. I really like the OA, and I can't even get into it one bit. If I do, it would spoil the whole show if you haven't seen it. But if you like really far out there stuff, the OA is good. I think Daredevil is the best show out of all the Marvel shows on Netflix, even though I like all the Marvel shows. I'm watching Iron Fist right now. A lot of people don't like it. I actually kind of like it. But Daredevil is the best out of all of them. And my favorite show on Netflix of all time is Stranger Things. If you're an 80s kid, you have to like that show. I really like it. I cannot wait till season 2 comes out. It's going to be friggin' awesome. But, yeah, those are my favorites currently, my favorites on Netflix. I am off of a few shows, APB, Humans, Gotham, Blacklist. I don't want to talk bad about shows. Let's just say I'm not really watching them anymore. So there you have it. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it. Take 2 seconds. Give us a 5-star review with a comment. Find us at Hybrid Fit Club on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat coming soon. If there's a question or topic you want us to talk about, please let us know. Send us a message. Send us a comment. Post pictures. Comment on our pictures. Whatever you want to do. So, there you have it. Again, I am Kevin Bay. Thank you for listening. And peace out, mofos. See what's become.